you know, are a number of things that happen, you know, on the long run, but it's certainly not the way you want to start the game. I do believe that first play, you know, had an impact on us the next few series. You know, the next five third downs, you know, we didn't get off the field. And so that enabled them to extend some drives and score points early. You know, we ended up, I think, with six defensive penalties during the course of the day. You know, we talk all the time about, you know, when you have penalty-aided drives, they normally end up with points on the board. And that's not the formula that you want. You know, we had a hard time breaking their rhythm in terms of taking the ball away. You know, we didn't get any takeaways. You know, the sad thing about it is after that first run, then they ran the ball 29 more times for 87 yards, which would have been 3.0 per rush, which is right about what, you know, what we've been. So it's a shame to start the game that way. You know, then I will say this, that, you know, in talking with the defense at halftime, you know, you know, when you have as tough a start and a tough a first half as we had, you know, one of the tougher ones, you know, since I've been here, but it's always how you respond. And I thought our guys came out and fought hard the second half. It was a different half, had a different feel to it the second half. You can't give in to things, all right, when you're in that situation. I was proud of the way the guys fought in the second half. I think if you look at the stats in the second half compared to the first half, it's like two different games. So we've got to take and build on the things that we did in the second half and go back to finding a way to play winning football. We know how to do that around here. You know, that's being sound, not giving up big plays. We gave up too many big plays yesterday. You know, taking the ball away when we get a chance, you know, pressuring the quarterback. You know, we knew going in that was a good offensive football team. There's a reason why they're in the top 10 offensively. They do a nice job of mixing things up, give you a lot of different personnel groups, and give them credit. They got us on our heels early with that first play. You know, it took us probably until the series before the end of the half, okay, to really recover.
Create impact just on your calls and performance. You know, it just seems that there's been a shortage of really impactful plays from your side.
Well, a game like yesterday, we obviously didn't make the ones that we wanted to make. You know, I did think the second half was a different half. You know, different story. You know, when you're down that much, you've got to go out and you've got to try to pressure. You've got to try to create some impactful plays. You know, we did have an opportunity to make a few, but we didn't get them made. So, you know, that's the nature of these games in the NFL. You know, we talk all the time that 2, 3, 4 plays are critical plays in the game. And still, you know, in the second half, if we don't have a couple penalties, we make a couple plays, we still have a chance in that game. You know, we feel like we always have a chance because we know our offense, you know, normally can move the ball up and down the field. So, yeah, we didn't make the kind of plays that could change the course of the game.
Well, Dom, how do you get back to getting back on better starts, getting off the better starts?
Well, you know, we just have to go back to work. We know how to do it. You know, we've done it before. You know, to me, anytime you hit a tough stretch, you know, you go back to the fundamentals. You know, playing fundamental football and do a better job of communication. You know, anytime you're on the road and team has success against you early, you have to handle the adversity. I mean, that's the ebb and flow of the games, and it's always accentuated when you're playing on the road. So we had a hard time doing it. I think that first play, you know, impacted us for the next 3-4 series, where we had them in situations to get off the field, but we didn't get off the field. And then we added a couple critical penalties into those drives, which helped them out. And you can't help a team out like that, or it's going to show on the scoreboard.
Where's the pass rush gone?
One of the things when you're going against a team like Tennessee, you know, they've been a pretty good team, okay, in terms of protecting the quarterback. You know, they do a good job. You know, it's always harder to rush a passer if a team can mix that run and pass. And, you know, they had a good mix. Well, they ran the ball 30 times, and I'm sure that's part of their formula. You know, when you're playing against a team like them, if they can get 30 runs in a game, you know, then that helps them to protect their quarterback. You know, he's also, you know, he's a a fairly elusive guy, you know, can make plays with his feet. You know, I think we end up with a couple sacks, but we didn't have him in as many predictable situations. And going in, we knew that they had an awful lot of third and 2-to-5 situations as opposed to third and long. And we let them off the hook a couple times on third and long situations.
It's been a while since you guys have lost 3 straight, 4 and 5 games. What's the internal pressure like, you know, inside your, when you guys meet as a staff without the players and trying to get this thing corrected?
We've been here before. You know, I mean, I don't know that losing 3 straight, but, you know, I think back a couple of our very, you know, very good years, first couple of years I was here, you know, I know we were 4-4, you know, the first year, and then we got things flipped around. And, you know, our Super Bowl year, you know, we were fighting our tails off and grinding, you know, had to win those last 2 here at home. So we know what we're capable of doing. And it's a matter of going back and working on the fundamentals. And, you know, nobody's panicking around here, okay? We just have to go back to work. And I think the players know that. They know what they have to do. You know, we had good meetings with them today, looked at the tape. They understand. Just a matter of, we know we'll have a big challenge this Sunday night against Washington because they've got a top-5 offense. You know, we played against them in the playoffs, and they've kind of built on that. So we've got to go back to work and do the things that help you win football games on defense.
In some ways, does that mean becoming a little more simple? I mean, basic, getting back to basics?
I think I mentioned in here a week or so ago that, you know, every Tuesday, you know, you have to kind of look at, I'm not real sure, you know, what our injury situation is yet. And, you know, we did have some guys go down. You know, I mean, Jake Ryan went down on the kickoff, you know. So we ended up with 2 linebackers there, you know. So Joe played really the whole game with Blake inside. So we'll have to take a look, you know, at what we have available and then how it's going to match up against the Redskins, you know, and what they're doing, you know, from a personnel and a scheme standpoint. And then we'll decide, you know, how much we can do. You
know. We haven't seen many, I mean, busted coverages on Sharp's touchdown.
We ended up, it was just a communication issue, yeah.
A couple of the DBs talked about how it seems like the last few games that the spotting the opponent points early has been a little bit of a problem. And in the 4 losses out of 5, I think the opponent has scored first in all of them. And with the exception of the Falcons, it's then sort of built up a little bit. Is there any common elements, or are there any common elements, rather, to those slow starts?
You know, I think that, first of all, you know, you'd like to go out and start fast. Traditionally, we've been a pretty fast-starting team, pretty fast-starting defense. You know, and I think it's always accentuated when you're on the road, you know, as well. No, it comes down to yesterday, the first play, and then, you know, third down, we had a hard time stopping, you know, their pass game, you know, probably the first 10 passes that they threw. And then we kind of came back together and found our groove a little bit there towards the end of the half and came back out, and I think we had, what, 3 and outs in the second half. You know, when you dig that deep a hole for yourself, then, you know, you've got to find some way to make a big play or two to get the thing turned around.
Don, last week I know you talked about with the Titans running game, the shifting and motion and stuff, and you talked about not getting distracted by that. Were guys distracted by that on that first play? Did they get kind of thrown off on their assignments there?
Well, we had 3 or 4 things, you know, on that. For that thing to break out of there, you know. And they do a good job. I mean, I think they ran 9 or 10 different personnel groups in the game and a lot of shifting and motion and that type of thing. So that adds another element to it that guys have to be aware of, but they can't let all that window dressing affect them lining up and just taking care of their responsibility and, you know, playing their fundamental gap control and those types of things.
Kind of a minor question, but on that play, the long touchdown, did Rollins let up? It looked like he had a chance to get him down, or at least maybe get a hand on him inside the 5, and looked like he stopped.
Well, you know, I didn't feel he stopped, you know. But, you know, we obviously, when a guy breaks that clean, okay, you know, you look at your pursuit because you want your pursuit and leverage, okay, to limit, you know, those long runs. And that one broke clean, and, you know, he had he made free run, you know, up that sideline. So.
Hey, Tom, do you, in these situations when things aren't going well, do you seek input from your guys, you know, maybe your veteran guys, to find out, you know, what it is that maybe they think is going on?
I'll say this, you know, about this team, okay? I think that, you know, we've got as good a communication lines with the players, you know, and we try to open that up, all right? So, you know, we want their feedback, you know. I mean, you know, obviously you want them having a comfort level going into the game to where, you know, they can play confident and play fast, you know, those types of things. So there's ongoing communication, you know, all the time. And, you know, a day like today, that's, you know, a lot of it, you know, in the film studies and looking at things and making the corrections and, you know, asking them, hey, how did you see this? And, you know, how did this take place? And those types of things. So there's an awful lot of interaction.
This season so far, Julius is averaging less than a tackle per game. And in the last six or seven, I think he's only had one or two tackles for loss. Are we starting to see him finally slow down after what's been a really, really long career for him?
Well, you know, I think his role's different. You know, the things we've been asking him, you know, what did he play, 19, 20 plays or something like that yesterday. But, you know, part of that is how we're using him and, you know, sometimes in as a pass-rushing situation, you know, using him inside, using him outside. He started the game outside, but you saw him play some inside, you know, and a lot of that, you know, that changes from one week to the next, basically.
Is he producing enough for you?
So. Well, I don't think any of us are producing, you know. You come out of a game like yesterday, you know, I think probably all of us feel like that, hey, you know, like think maybe I could have called a better game, you know, maybe we could have made a play or two here or there, you know, and that could have given us a chance, you know, to climb back into that game after a tough start.
Is Clay's impact so big that you're missing? I mean, I think you're averaging 34 and a half without him. Just look at the numbers. It's a dramatic difference.
Well, you know, Clay's a good football player. You know, we'll be happy whenever he's healthy enough to come back. You know, you'd like to put as many, you know, good football players on the field as you could, you know. And so, but, you know, we've got a lot of good football players. And again, you know, based on your opponents, you know, you like to look at the matchups. And Clay normally gives you a pretty good matchup.